Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 176. My name is John. Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've gotten away from politics a lot over the past few years because it's just pointless. But since it is, once again, election time, and I can't avoid hearing about it, I may as well get some frustration off of my chest. Tens of millions of Americans are going to the polls, many of whom are only motivated by hatred, fomented in them by their candidates, to try to stick it to people they've been seduced to despise and take away their natural rights. These two zombie hordes, a red one and a blue one, meander their way to vote for what they think are the only two candidates. The first was the president for 4 years, and failed to do the most important things he said he would do. The second is the current vice president, who, according to her boss, was a key player in the administration's policies for the past 3.5 years, which saw a horrible inflation rate that pushed prices higher than ever and remain high for Americans, causing long-term economic worry nationwide. But you watch these rallies, with the way people react on both sides, and it's a little unnerving. Now, this has been going on at candidate rallies for the better part of the last 20 years, really becoming obvious with Obama. And you realize this political process has become the new American religion. People react to their chosen candidate like they're meeting the Messiah or something. People create artwork glorifying their preferred candidate. The rhetoric from either side is getting damn near close to burn the heretic. The way these zealots behave is, at best, laughable. At worst, it's frightening and disturbing. I said it before and I'll say it again. If you were to put a gun to my head and demand that I choose between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, you'd have to at least give me a couple of minutes to consider the merits of the bullet. Another analogy, deciding between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris is like deciding whether to step off a cliff or jump off of it. Is one worse than the other? Absolutely. I'll get this out of the way right now. I firmly believe the only thing worse than voting for Donald Trump is voting for Kamala Harris. Now, I want to make this clear. I am not voting for either of these candidates. I cannot, in good conscience, place my vote in a candidate I think is bad for this country. I know I'm in the minority of actual voters who think that way, and I know the candidate that I vote for will not win. It won't even be close. But I will only be able to sleep at night if I do what I believe is right. Now, I'm going to play a quote from the current Vice President of the United States. This is a quote from her from early August, and it's been rightfully maligned, but I want to bring it back now, just as a reminder.
Because while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high. You know it and I know it. You know, when I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, it will be a day one priority to fight to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging. I will take on corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families. I will take on big pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans.
Let me see if I understand this properly. You, Kamala Harris, as the current Vice President of the United States, purport to have a plan that will lower the prices of goods and services. However, even though, as the current Vice President of the United States of America, within the administration that can implement the plan immediately, you are refusing to execute this brilliant plan until you are voted in as President of the United States, allowing the citizens to suffer for months. 6 months, to be exact. She said this in early August. And if she was voted in, would not be sworn in as president until January. Now this tells me one of two scenarios. One, you, Kamala Harris, are holding our financial well-being hostage unless we pay you ransom with our votes. And Vice President Harris, based on what I've seen, I'm pretty sure there's lots of blue zombies out there who would give you their vote even if you sacrificed a human child on live television. These are the types of people who either willfully ignore the obvious questions they should ask you, or simply aren't smart enough to put the pieces together themselves. But you're actually saying you could have helped the financial difficulties of Americans, but you won't. You'd rather that the citizens you want to vote for you spend several months dealing with the inflation that you are claiming you can fix right now. You're saying, vote for me, or I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to vote for extortion. Second scenario. You know your plan will only make things worse. And by the time the voters realize it, it'll be too late. That's why you don't really want to put your plan in motion before you're elected. You don't want the people to put the pieces together. I mean, you say things are so bad, you have to come in and fix them on day one. But your party is the one in charge, and has been for the past 3.5 years. This problem you need to fix is the one you created. But your logic for the problem is flawed. You say this is price gouging? Quit using buzzwords you think will trigger people and deflect from the truth. This is not price gouging. This is the market responding to your horrible economic policy. This is throwing trillions of newly printed dollars in economic stimulus out in the world without anything to back the value. This is government programs that do more harm than good. And you want to go after Big Pharma? You've been propping them up as the savior of humanity, trying to force people to take their COVID drugs and using taxpayer money to subsidize it. This inflation issue is Bidenomics. That's now Kamalanomics. Try to say that 3 times fast. And if you do introduce price controls, you are going to send us into another economic depression. Yeah, less people think this is some kind of ploy to drive people to vote for the other putts. Let me remind you that Donald, I'm gonna drain the swamp, Trump, added $6.5 trillion to the United States national debt while he was in office. He could have at least tried to stop spending, cut the debt of the nation, pulled us away from the debt that devalues our dollar, but he didn't. Neither of these candidates have shown any signs of making things fiscally better for the United States. They're making things worse for us, and they don't care how it's affecting you as long as you keep voting for them. They'll say anything, vow anything, they'll look at the polls to find out what they think you want to hear, and say it without any intention of delivering on their promises. They'll grab the power you give them while taking away your rights and your liberties. And this problem didn't start with Harris or Biden or Trump. This has been going on for generations because Americans let themselves get cornered into a two-party system. You've been convinced the Republicans and Democrats are the only options. You, or at least 130 million of you, based off the 2020 election numbers, are too far entrenched as modern American religious zealots that I talked about earlier, brainwashed into believing the corporatist warmongerings of the right or the fascist Marxism of the left are worth your vote. Okay, perhaps that isn't all of you. Perhaps some of you are just too distracted by the bread and circus of the elitists to see their policies are slowly destroying us. Or maybe you're too afraid to go against the machine, dominated by the D's and the R's, to find a third party, or even a fourth or fifth, that actually adheres to your values. Oh, but if we bring in a third party, nothing will get done! Yes! And that's a good thing! Allowing these two current parties to control our country has done nothing but erode our freedoms. Every time they come together to get something done, we get a Patriot Act, or COVID mandates, or a few more trillion dollars added to the debt. Voting for either of these candidates will only continue to divide people and destroy all hope of liberty. We deserve more than the lesser of two evils. Don't fall for the glad-handing rhetoric of these political shills. Don't fall for the empty promises of Trumpy, who had 4 years and failed. And especially don't fall for the obvious elect me and I'll fix the problem scheme of the Queen of Camelot. What? It was on the cover of the New Yorker. And if you go with the correct pronunciation of her name, that's how it should sound. Camelot. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.